Did you know Dennis at Texas A&M?
Or? Absolutely.
Okay. Were you guys were teammates?
Or? Absolutely. He was a safety when I was there. One of the smartest guys that I've ever been around. It was no question in my mind that at some point he'll be in the position that he's in. And actually be a head coach at some point. So he's smart. I guess the thing that I like more than anything about DA is the fact that he has a true vision of how he wants his defense to be. And to me, that's probably the most important thing of all as far as coaching. You know exactly how he wants his defense to look, and we sit there and try to create that vision for him. And that's our job, to create that vision of how he thinks his defense should be. And we're going to coach it, man. We're going to coach it as hard as we can to make sure that what he wants and what he sees, you know, and we buy into that just like players buy into what we're doing. And it's going to be a good thing.
Have you got a chance to visit with some of your players during the months you've been on the job?
Some of
like which Delvin players? And Keenan and guys like that.
Oh, absolutely. They've been here. We've been through our opportunity days and had a chance to talk to those guys. And the thing is, it's there's not much that we can do as far as physical stuff, but just going through walkthroughs and things like that. Those guys, they're doing well.
Aaron, I know there's difficulty in finding out exactly what a guy can do in a rookie minicamp, but Von Bell, what were some of the things that kind of jumped out for you guys when you saw him?
I mean, but here's the thing on tape that we've seen from his college career. Number one, he has good speed. He's a good athlete. You look at him in his year before. I know he only had like maybe a two picks, pick his last year, but he had six the year before. And he made great plays on the ball. So he has good ball skills. I guess to me, the one thing that really, really stood out is his ability to play special teams and his want to play special teams. A lot of times that tells you a lot about a player. Now, how do they operate? If they're a starter, how do they operate on special teams? And he made a lot of good tackles on special teams, and he probably played one of the toughest spots. He played the five, you know, which he called the missile. But his job to go in there and just knife through and go make plays. So that says a lot about who he was. Special team guy and a start on defense.
When you talk about that mentality, I guess go a little deeper into that special teams mentality. Does that kind of show the hunger of a player?
Well, it is the mentality. Yeah. Most guys that play on special teams, you already know what type of mentality they got.
Yeah.
And if they play it for the amount of games that they play it, that's a staple of who they are. You got to have a certain mentality to play on special teams, and he has that mentality, which is good.
How important is it, I guess, to have a guy, a ball hawk type player in that position on the defense?
Well, the thing we want ball hawks across the board. And if you have a guy that has that mentality, I think it rubs off on other guys. But just in general, our secondary, you know, we are looking for guys that are ball hawks, that can make plays on the ball, because that's what the name of the game is, you know, can you get the ball?